May the 18th. Sorry, May the 8th. John Mead Faulkner, war weapons manufacturer and novelist. On this day in 1858, the English author and businessman John Mead Faulkner was born. Apart from writing the much-snubbed novel Moonfleet and several other stories and guidebooks, Faulkner was remarkably active for 6 years during the First World War and after as chairman of Armstrong Whitworth, one of the world's largest war weapons manufacturers. Moonfleet is an exciting story of smuggling and adventure on the Dorset coast and was a school favourite for many years. Faulkner based his imaginary village on real locations around Portland Bill. He also wrote poems. This one is called After Trinity. We have done with dogma and divinity, Easter and Whitsun past. The long, long Sundays after Trinity are with us at last. The passionless Sundays after Trinity, neither feast day nor fast. Christmas comes with plenty, Lent spreads out its pall. But these are 25, the longest Sundays of all. The placid Sundays after Trinity, wheat harvest, fruit harvest, fall. Spring with its burst is over, summer has had its day. The scented grasses and clover are cut and dried into hay. The singing birds are silent and the swallows flown away. 25th after Trinity, kneel with the listening earth. Behind the Advent trumpets, they are singing Emmanuel's birth. Incidentally, the background to this is the famous recording of a nightingale singing with the distant sound of Lancaster bombers taking off on bombing runs to Germany during World War II. Quite a remarkable recording. Today I will do my best and will stretch my potential to the fullest.